Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. It's kind of the gardening season. We've been talking gardening off and on here for quite a while, but oftentimes we're talking about flowers. Today we want to talk more about food, yummy, fresh food. And, you know, you say CSA to people and a lot of people still kind of look at you with this funny CSA. What does that stand for? And that's okay. When you say, well, that's where you buy a share and you get a basket of locally grown vegetables every week. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. So that's progress, I think, to know that people have heard of that. And Chris is kind of chuckling. Chris, you've been participating for quite a while.
Yeah, so I think it'll be maybe third year I've done it, third or fourth year.
Yeah. And have you enjoyed it, obviously, or you wouldn't keep coming back?
Yeah. It's a great concept. I think it keeps you connected to what's going on locally, and you get some great, fresh local produce.
Okay, and that is, of course, one of the major advantages for consumers is that you get fresh, about as fresh as it can get. Many of the CSA farmers go out and harvest it the morning of, or at least the day before, and most of them, they do it because they love it, so they take great care of this food that they're producing, and so you're going to get different flavor than you get from those things that are shipped further away. Most people I talk to say flavor is the number one thing that they cherish of this freshly harvested food. And, of course, that usually means that the vitamin content is a little bit higher than that's been sitting around and shipped. And another advantage may be that you get exposed to new vegetables and new ways of cooking. Chris, anything new in your basket that you hadn't eaten before you started CSA?
Yeah, there's been a few things along the way that hadn't really maybe used a lot. Leeks, rutabaga, kale. I hadn't eaten a lot before I did the CSA, but now that we have, we enjoy it a lot.
So. Yeah, I know. That's one of the things you really like. What about edamames?
I've had those like once before we started this, and then we got some in the CSA that were great too.
Yeah. And you can get help from the farmers. Sometimes they hand you recipes and so on. You go, I don't know what that is, and I don't know what to do with it. Well, you can get help from the farmers. Usually they know what to do because that's why they're growing it. And if you have children, this is a great way to get kids thinking that all these things are good. They like to help pick it out. They like to help decide what's going to maybe be on the table. They like to get acquainted with a farmer. And on most CSA farms, they'd love to have you come and visit so you can come and see how your food is grown. You get to know the growers. And Chris, you were just telling me that we're going to talk about Dale and Gina Rash, that you saw them the other day, had a nice visit.
Yeah, I got to talk to them for a little bit, talking about just a little bit how the season's going for them so far. And they've had some challenges related to the weather along the way, and they're trying some new practices as well that they're getting used to. So, every year is, I'm sure, always an adventure, and that's part of the deal. You know, you're sharing kind of the risk-reward with them along the way.
Absolutely. That is a really important part of this, is sharing part of the risk, which means if they have a really good crop, you're going to get extra. I'm thinking last year you got a lot of green beans.
Yep.
But people love that. And you know, the thing that people talked about most to me when I say, you know, what did you really like? They talk about the sweet corn.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody loves sweet corn. And then, you know, when you get it that fresh and he did a couple of different time plantings, too, so you kind of got it later in the season than when you didn't expect it anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's another advantage. A lot of CSAs do that. They start early, they go later, and many of them are adding high tunnels, which Dale and Gina have added. And I'm thinking that the other one in our area that I want to mention also has a high tunnel. And I don't know, did Dale tell you he planted 300 tomatoes?
I didn't hear that from
the number.
That's impressive.
They're pretty impressive. And that's just a start of all the things that they have planted and have going. So that CSA begins June, I think it's the 2nd. The first farmer's market on Tuesday is where they will be. And again, that's the Bridgewater Farm CSA. And then I want to mention the Luss Hills CSA. And they're a little different in that they have three farmers who go together to make their CSA, And their baskets of food, also 18 weeks, which I think is the same as Bridgewater Farm, starting in June, going through October. Now, this year, it would have been nice to have a little earlier because I'm thinking the asparagus is going to be gone by the time we get to June. And I know previous years, that was part of it. I'm guessing Dale and Gina, and I know more about them, sorry, to the Les Hills CSA. We'll probably still have some rhubarb in case you're a rhubarb lover. I know you got rhubarb last year, and I'm sure you're going to get some more this year. So just those great things. So we talked about the advantages to the consumer, to you who want to share in that. And by the way, it's not too late to sign up. If you'd still like to become a part of this, give me a call. We'll hook you up. The advantages to the farmer, of course, is that they are doing what they love. And that means they take a great deal of care. And they can get started on their planting and their planning and their marketing early on. Part of the plan is that you pay early in the season, which helps the farmer's cash flow before he has time to get some produce to you. And so even though I said you can still join, they started recruiting people early, sometimes January, sometimes February, to get that cash flow going, and often you can have a payment plan to go over a time. You don't have to pay all at once. And they love to get to know people who are eating the food they grow, just like the you who buy it get to meet them. They get to meet you, have a visit with you, find out what you really like, find out maybe what you'd like to do differently. So it's, you know, like in a lot of things, it's the relationships that are built that are really, really important. Now, when CSAs began, actually, quite a long time ago in Japan, Japanese women started it because there was not enough produce available. So they got together and said, we want to do this. Some of the early ones in the United States, when it originally started, was a group of people pooled their money, bought a farm, hired a farmer, and each took a share of whatever the farm produced. So it was really the people who were eating who owned all of this. And I don't think there are many that way today. There are some of the CSAs where if you'd like, you can go to work, and that may be part of your payment. So that kind of depends on the CSA, whether that's an opportunity for you. So in terms of what's in your basket or your box or however they bring it to you each week, it does depend what's in season, and some things, as we said, will be early this year. Depends on if they have a high tunnel so that they can get things started, like we're sure hoping there'll be early tomatoes because everybody loves tomatoes. But the long list of produce usually that's available to you, and most of them have part shares as well as whole shares, and so you kind of need to think about that. Usually we say a full share, and again this may vary from CSA to CSA, is enough for two people for a week, and there could be a smaller share. Some of them also make bigger shares, so if you have a family of four or six, you know, you can make that work. So you really need to check on CSAs. One place that you can check on CSAs if you don't live in the local area is to go to a website called Local Harvest. You can find CSAs and farmers markets, by the way, all over the country. So if you're going to go visit an area, you may want to check out a farmer's market, for instance, in that area. It's always fun to see how the farmer's markets are run, what all is going on, and what kind of produce is there. So Local Harvest is one of those places. As I mentioned, in addition to the Bridgewater Farm, which is the one that probably most people in Atlantic area and east are going to use, delivers that produce in containers at the Atlantic Farmers Market, which is on Tuesdays. The Les Hills CSA, which would be west of here, delivers to Iowa Western Community College Student Center parking lot in Council Bluffs and also to the Village Shop in Council Bluffs. So, and I'm sure that there are other ways if you need to pick up, you need to talk to those folks. But those are the two, as I say, that are in our area that I know of. If somebody knows of others that are really close to us, I would like to find that out. But Les Hills CSA west of here, and Bridgewater Farm east of here. I do want to mention with the Bridgewater Farm, we mentioned that with Les Hills, they deliver to two places. Bridgewater Farm now has a friend in Nikki Christensen who will pick up the baskets and take them to Anita. So if you're in Anita, you can get your CSA basket delivered to Anita for you on Tuesday evening. So, again, you could check with Nikki on that. You can check with me on that. You can even go to Bridgewater Farm and check on what's going on there. So there are several ways to get that kind of information. CSAs do vary with what they have in their baskets, not only with vegetables, fruits. Remember, strawberries are coming. Very soon they are coming. And there may be apples and so on. Some CSAs, not the ones I'm familiar with here, but some CSAs include bread and other baked goods. And the Bridgewater Farm also includes eggs. So there's a variety of fresh foods that you can get from your CSA. If you need more information, please do give me a call at KJAN or go on the website. Just pursue that to make sure you get really great, fresh, locally grown food and help support the local economy. Until next time, here's a thought. If you're sort of depressed, find a group of children to watch because they have great fun. It'll be an inspiration to you.